The late Charles Tisdale was a champion of civil rights, a dedicated journalist who owned a Jackson, Mississippi newspaper, called appropriately enough the Jackson Advocate. Mr. Tisdale bought the newspaper in 1978, and over the course of almost three decades, he published stories that gave voice to the less fortunate, bringing to light the impoverished state of some of Mississippi's majority black towns and exposing corruption among law enforcement officials. Charles Tisdale died earlier this month at the age of 80. He'll be succeeded as publisher of The Advocate by his wife, Alice Thomas Tisdale. Benjamin Jealous is a former managing editor for the Jackson Advocate. He joins us from the studios of KQED in San Francisco. Mr. Jealous, thank you for being with us.
Sure. Happy to.
You gave the eulogy at Charles Tisdale's funeral, I understand. What would you like people to remember about him this week?
Well, yeah, I would like, I guess, people to remember that what he always said is true, that the only problem with the New South is that it continues to occupy the same space and time as the Old South, that they're two very different realities. One of those, the one that we report about each week at the paper, is a place that's still very feudal in its structure, that's still very violent in its day-to-day life, and that is still very poor. And I think he really, in some ways, is different than many civil rights leaders, both because he really didn't come on the scene as a force. He'd always been around as a journalist, working for other papers, mm-hmm. but really didn't come on the scene as a force till the end of the 70s. And his voice got more and more important during a time when a lot of civil rights leaders' voices seemed to get less important, in part because he really locked on to the fact that there were people who were being left behind, even as the country was desegregating.
The offices of the Jackson Advocate were firebombed more than once, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. I had the good fortune to work there in between the two times.
What set it off? Any way of telling?
Well, the first time it appears to have been bona fide members of the Klan. This is in the early 80s. The second time around, it was in the midst of a very heated redevelopment battle in which a group of commercial business owners who for a time were exclusively white and to this day are almost all white, sought to designate a very large swath of downtown Jackson as a business improvement district in which only the commercial property owners would have a vote. And in the midst of that battle, the paper was burned to the ground. And when it reopened the next week, and one of the things that's notable about the Jackson Advocate is that even though it was burned down twice and riddled with machine gun bullets once, and there were many more times when ads were pulled and economic threats were made manifest, the paper never missed a week.
Hmm. What would Charles Tisdale say to employees that must have thought, gee, I could have been sitting there when that happened?
Well, there was one time when I was getting a number of threats that seemed to be coming from law enforcement officials that we were investigating, and I asked him how I should respond, and he said, point blank, he just said, do you feel that you are doing what God has called you to do? Do you think that God wants you to finish this story? And I said, yes, sir. And he said, well, then who are you more afraid of, God or them fools?
Mr. Jealous, when you talk about the Jackson Advocate under Charles Tisdale challenging corrupt local officials, to be blunt about it, a number of those local officials these days are African-American politicians
sure.
and appointees, aren't they?
Sure. He really, when it came to just basic issues of integrity, when it came to promises kept or broken, when it came to allegations that a politician may have taken money from one business interest or the other, mm-hmm. all that he cared about is whether or not you were honest. He wasn't going to protect somebody just because they had the same complexion that he did.
Did the paper make money?
No. Despite the fact that we were not a not-for-profit, according to the tax code, it definitely is a not-for-profit enterprise. It's something that he did because of his conviction to see the world improved for the lesser fortunate people in Mississippi, be they black or be they white.
How did he keep the paper going all those years?
He was quite frank with people about sort of what the consequences might be for everybody if his paper went out of business. I remember one time he was on the phone with a white guy who owned a large chain of grocery stores in the area. And Mr. Tisdale's voice came booming out of his office, and he said, Sir, I don't think that you understand what I'm trying to tell you. I'm a veteran of two wars. I have nothing going for me but this newspaper. If you pull your ad, you will put us out of business, and therefore I will have both the means and the time to pick it outside your house till the day I die. And the ad stayed in the papers.
Thanks so much, Mr. Jealous.
Thank you.
Ben Jealous, president of the Rosenberg Foundation now and former managing editor for the Jackson Advocate. Charles Tisdale, the newspaper's publisher, died earlier this month.